and a good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X, available 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for the Nick Craig Show and have Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, anywhere you get your shows. Hit the subscribe or follow button and take a new show with you each and every weekday morning. You can also listen online by visiting the website nickcraig.com. Got a very important show coming up for you this morning, and I want to thank the law group here in Wilmington for their continued support of the program. You can visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. We'll hear more from them coming up a little bit later on. Budget season is well upon us across the state of North Carolina. If you're somebody that listens to the Carolina Journal News Hour, which I host weekday mornings at 5 a.m. on WBT Radio in Charlotte, been a lot of discussion about the House and the Senate and budget talks going on there. And at the same time, all of your local municipalities are having budget conversations as well. The fiscal year starts July 1. So over the last few months, there's been workshop meetings and discussions going on between staff of counties and cities and individuals, budget directors, finance people, things of that nature, to get a budget prepared for the governing body that it is responsible for to get implemented and passed by July 1st so that they can have a new fiscal year budget. And with that being said, we have brought you some details out of the New Hanover County budget. About a month ago, we went through the most recent budget workshop as it related to New Hanover County. And there's some very concerning things in this budget. It does not keep a revenue-neutral tax rate, and it is going to mean a significant increase in your taxes when you are paying your property bill coming up next year. When this budget goes into effect July 1st of this year, you'll be paying your tax bill on it. And there's some very concerning things in this budget. A very interesting New Hanover County Board of Commissioners meeting earlier this week that we'll dive into this morning. And so there's a couple of baseline things I want to get out of the way this morning. First, reevaluation. You'll hear about that in some of these clips, and it's an important part of the discussion. Last year, the county, as they are mandated to do every, I think it's every 4 or 6 years, goes through the process of reevaluating property values. Now, this, of course, is incredibly relevant in southeastern North Carolina because property values have ballooned. I mean, over the last just 2 or 3 years, really since the start and then end of COVID, property values have soared across most of the state of North Carolina. And in certain areas and in certain regions, specifically here in southeastern North Carolina, it's been a lot. In some cases, 60% increases in value from the last property reevaluation in 2020 to where we are now in 2024 when the process started, now 2025 and heading into 2026. So this is the way that it works. Your property has a value from the county. They have tax assessors. They go through the process of looking at homes and, you know, recent sale prices and everything, and they evaluate how much your property is worth. What is the value of your home, your land, whatever piece of property that you own here in the county? And so when your property value goes up with a tax rate that stays the same, your taxes go up because the way in which your tax bill is calculated is a certain number of cents per $100 worth of valuation. So if you have a house worth $200,000, there is a certain number of cents. In this case, we'll talk about the 35 cents per $100. That is how it's calculated, and you get your tax bill at the end of the year. So when your property increases by 60% in just a very short 4 year period of time, and the tax rate does not lower significantly to offset that, you see a major increase in your taxes. That is the real practical impact of reevaluation. Now, it's good to have property that's worth more, right? If you look at so many assets that people have, cars are a big one. It's constantly depreciating in value. But the second you drive a car off the lot, it loses value. And for every week or every month, every year that you hold it, it continues to go down in value. And so you want property, you want things that appreciate in value. And a home is something that almost always appreciates in value. Regardless of where you live or what you're doing, your home typically is going up in value. Very, very infrequently do you have your home losing value. So it's a good investment, right? You know, we talk about things like generational wealth. How do you begin the process of doing that? Home ownership is part of that process. And property is part of generational wealth for a family. And so when you've got reevaluation that takes place, it is, I believe, incumbent on a county, a city government to be good financial stewards of your money and adjust the tax rate to what is called revenue neutral. So follow me through on this, and it's a little bit confusing. So if you have a house worth $200,000, let's say you pay $1,000 tax bill on that. If your house then jumps to $4,000, right, a 50% increase in value, you go from $200,000 to $400,000 in value. You now have a tax bill that would be double that, a $2,000 tax bill, because you've doubled in value, right? So there's this term and this phrase called revenue neutral, in which the tax rate itself is lowered to the point that even on your $400,000 house, you're still only paying $1,000. The county's not losing any money. The tax rate is in fact going down, but because the property is worth so much more, in the case of the example this morning, $200,000 to $400,000, it's doubled in value. Therefore, the county is lowering the tax rate to offset that difference, to make up the gap between a $1,000 and $200,000 tax bill. The county's not losing any money. They are generating the exact same amount of revenue off of ad valorem, which is property tax, that they were in the past. No substantial change there at all. That is something that government should be striving for. That is something that I believe government should have a vested interest in upholding, this revenue neutral rate. And unfortunately, in New Hanover County, with the size and the scope of our local government, they are unwilling to do that. We talked about that a month ago in the budget workshop meeting that took place. The county staff was in fact not recommending a revenue neutral tax rate, which is somewhere around 29.5 cents. They are recommending something that is far greater than that. They are recommending 35 cents, which means that residents of New Hanover County, property owners, are going to be paying significantly more in their taxes as this goes forward. County Manager Chris Coudray gave an example of this with the average home price in New Hanover County is around $581,000. And this was his little run through of this. I'll stop it a couple of times because I've got some serious problems with some things out of the county manager's mouth as it relates to some of the things that he had to say during this meeting on Monday.
So what does 35 cents mean to the average home value? Well, first and foremost, the average value on January 1st of this year, and that's the day the revaluation became effective, was $581,000. Many properties above that, many properties below that, but the average value today is $581,000 as compared to $360,000 just 4 years ago. So if we pencil out what the 35 cent rate on the average value of $581,000 is, the fully loaded cost for ad valorem would be $2,040 per year for the cost of taxes to provide a wide collection of public services, all policy choices made by the board, and many of those are services that the community expects and demands.
Well, I don't know about the idea that all of these things that we're doing are things that the community expects and demands. I don't know that I can necessarily co-sign on the comments there from County Manager Chris Coudray. Just looking at this chart here, your average home value, $581,000. Your tax bill is going to increase by $39 per month. Now, if you do the simple math on this, there's 12 months in a year, that rounds up to about $470 additional dollars a year. That is almost for this house that is in question at $581,000, that's almost a 25% increase in taxes. Your tax bill was around $1,500 last year under this same formula. It's now going to be over $2,000 It's a 25% increase just looking at this right here. That's a very concerning figure for people of New Hanover County. And then he gets into this really weird thing about how, well, the property tax is just a small amount of money, so it's really not that big of a deal.
$1,040 is $170 a month. One of the things I think that it's fair to talk about as it relates to property tax is, yes, $2,040 is a significant investment by our property owners. However, that is not even a quarter or a third of the full cost of home ownership. 3 to 4 times of your home ownership is informed by insurance, utilities, costs associated with that. So that's a $39 per month increase as compared to the current year that we're in based on that average of $358,000.
I don't understand the relevance of what he brought up at all. It's down there on the bottom of the spreadsheet or the bottom of the PowerPoint for those listening. It says cost of monthly homeownership insurance and utilities average 3 to 4 times more than property taxes. What's the who cares? What's the relevance of that? So I guess the justification here is because it's way more expensive to have running water and electricity in your house, jacking up your tax bill by 25% is not a significant difference. That's how I'm reading and understanding the comments there from the county manager. Because your utility bills are expensive because, especially on the coast, your homeowner's insurance, of which you have to carry wind and hail coverage, is more expensive, then we can justify jacking up your property tax bill by $468 a year, an extra almost $40 a month, because it's so expensive to own a house. What kind of bullshit is that? But that's the justification? Or one of the ways that we can justify to the community as to why it's okay that you're going to be paying more in taxes because your utility bills are expensive? That doesn't make any sense at all. So it's a lame attempt at trying to justify out-of-control government spending, which is exactly what this is. We're going to dive into the budget throughout the program this morning. But if you just look at the top-line numbers and you look at the budget that is being proposed and being recommended when you look at the difference between the last fiscal year, the 24-25 budget, and now the 25-26 budget, you're talking about a nearly $40 million increase in the size of the county's budget. $40 million. That is not a small sum of money. That is not little tweaks here and there. That is a substantial increase in the size, the scope, and the scale of county government. And the only reason that they can do this, and you heard these comments in the past from Commissioner Scalise, who we'll hear from a little bit later on in his comments, that the only reason that this is happening is because of property reevaluation. Had property reevaluation not happened last year, and had property values not soared by, in some cases, 60%, there is not a snowball's chance in hell that Chris Coudray and his staff would have recommended to the county commissioners to approve a significant increase in taxes to fund the county government. It just wouldn't have happened. You can guarantee that this is only happening because government has a windfall of extra cash. And one thing I can say for certain this morning, and one thing that you all are well aware of, is government has an inability to self-reflect, to look into the mirror, and make hard decisions, needs versus wants. This is not just a New Hanover County issue. It's not just a City of Wilmington issue. It's not a state government issue. It's not just a federal government issue. It's everyone. They're all incapable of doing this. When they see extra dollars rolling into the county, which is what the county government has because of this reevaluation, they have to spend it. They have to spend it. There's no concept, no idea, no practical way of giving that money back to the people because now it's free extra money. And so now county government staff can go through the process of recommending all of these great new things that they want because they have the extra money. And they didn't actually have to do anything, right? Property reevaluation is mandated. It's something that automatically happens every 4 or 6 years. So it's a pretty easy pill for them to swallow. It's a pretty easy solution for them to say, well, you know, these things went up and county government costs more. Inflation, $40 million worth of inflation? $40 million extra? But don't worry. It costs 3 times more for homeowners insurance and utilities every year, so you shouldn't have a problem spending $2,000 a year on your taxes. You shouldn't have a problem spending 25% more on your county tax bill than you did in years past. And in another way to justify these actions, the county manager goes through this rigmarole over what he calls mandated services. Mandated services with discretionary spend. Take a look at this pie chart and then take a listen to some of his comments here.
On mandated discretionary spending, it certainly is discretionary, no doubt. But these are things that the county commission has always risen to level to fund at a level that the community expects and demands. And when I say
now, again, I'm just going to call nonsense. It says mandatory services with discretionary spend. It's 72% of the budget. And, oh, well, it's a mandated service. So we have to spend $351 million on it because it's mandatory services. The county manager bearing the lead there at the top. Oh, it's absolutely discretionary. So if it's discretionary, why is it under the mandated services? You'll hear why.
Mandated with discretionary spending. I know the chief deputy was here. I'm not speaking for him or speaking for the sheriff, but all that's mandated by the state of North Carolina is a sheriff and 2 deputies. Well, we cannot provide the level of public safety a community with 245,000 people expect with a sheriff and 2 deputies. We also are mandated to provide detention. And so these are things where we are able to use discernment and judgment working with the professional staff to recommend to the board how much money is necessary in the detectives division or in the detention center division or in the register of deeds, one of the offices that we recognize today. Elections, a mandated service with discretionary spending, and we're making recommendations to the board. So
now let me stop him again right here. So he says, oh, you know, the sheriff, the state mandates that you have 1 sheriff and 2 deputies. Now, obviously, for the size and scope of New Hanover County, that is would not be sufficient for a fully funded law enforcement operation. But just because you're required to have 1 sheriff and 2 deputies doesn't mean that you need to have a $93 million budget for the sheriff's office, which is what's recommended. Now, I'm not saying this to indicate that the sheriff's budget needs to be less or needs to be smaller, but this is in my estimation, this is a very disingenuous attempt to justify your increase in taxes that you're going to pay. By looking at this pie chart, you would say only $82 million is actually discretionary services. It's just not true. Same thing with elections. Oh, the county's required to spend on elections. Looking at the current recommended budget, the county is looking at a 31% increase in the Board of Elections spend from last year to this year. They're looking at a budget of $2.4 million, up from just $1.7 last year. That's not mandated by the state. The General Assembly doesn't mandate that New Hanover County has to increase the Board of Elections budget by 31%. That's not true. This is in my estimation, a very disingenuous attempt to justify this huge explosion, ballooning of county government spending. Yes, you are required to administer elections. That is absolutely mandated by the state. But these increases are not mandated. These increases are being justified by county staff because they have extra money to spend. These raises, these increases in various departments are being justified by people within the county, not by the General Assembly, not by the legislature, not by any state law or mandate. They are choosing themselves to do that. But they're covering it under the cloak of, well, these are, you know, things that are mandated services. It's just, it just screams completely disingenuous to me.
while the discretionary spending is there, the reality is there's a basic core level of service that the board expects and challenges us to offer, but also the community expects and demands. And so 83% of the budget is told to the county commission what it will do, and by consequence, the things that it will not do. And so I don't mean to belabor the point, but for those that are watching, for those that are in the room, I don't think as staff we do a good enough job of putting a bright light on much of what we do is by legislative directive, which means about 17% of your budget are the things that most of us associate with what a local government does.
I just don't like it. I don't like it. It's disingenuous. It is an attempt to masquerade what is actually going on by blaming the state, by blaming the General Assembly, saying that they mandate these things. The General Assembly does not mandate that New Hanover County spend $1.264 million on a finance department. That is not mandated by the state. They are mandated to have a finance department, absolutely. But they are not mandated to spend that kind of money on a finance department. That's not mandated by the state. You look at all of the things, and we'll go through the budget sheet coming up here a little bit later on in the program. That stuff is not mandated. And so, you know, the argument is, well, it's only, you know, 17% of the budget that we can actually trim away. It's just not true. It's absolutely not true. And in another attempt to misdirect and to paint a very different picture from what reality is, the county manager goes into the historical tax rate and makes the claim that we're continuing to lower taxes for residents of New Hanover County.
If you look over the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, we will have lowered the rate by 20 cents. In addition, there were two subsequent tax decreases in the course of the last revaluation period. And I understand the criticism that will come my way. Yes, you've lowered the rate, but values have gone up. Cannot deny that, would not deny that. But we are looking to raise the amount of revenue necessary to meet the expectations of the board and our community, meeting the policy choices that have been made. And we can, in that course of time, have lowered the rate by 20 cents. And so it's at 35 cents that we recommend for FY26. But it's also the expectation that we know that 35 cents per $100 of value can fund 27, 28, and fiscal year 29.
This is, again, why I continue to use the word disingenuous. If you look at this chart, and just look at this chart, you would be under the impression and under the understanding that taxes have continued to go down in New Hanover County. It's just not true. Your tax bill itself has not gone down. Your ability to look at your tax bill every single year, that rate has not gone down. You look at the big jump between 55 cents in 2020 to 47.5 cents in 21 and 22. That was because of reevaluation. Your taxes still went up. That because that's the last time reevaluation took place. Same thing if you look at fiscal year 24, 25, and then 25 and 26, going from 45 cents to 35 cents. Wow, a 10 cent decrease. You saw the earlier chart. You're going to be spending on average 25% more on your property taxes. And we're talking in as it relates to averages and things of that nature, because that's the metric that we can use. Obviously, you're not going to go through each individual property and look at it. Now, you and I will as property owners and people that have to pay the bill, but that's why we're using these averages. And so, again, disingenuous. Does New Hanover County, this is the question I would have loved to ask, does New Hanover County need $40 extra million to operate and provide the same services they are right now next year? I do not believe that answer is yes. I don't think that's the case. I think they want to do that. I think they want to spend more money on things. They want to offer more programs, and that's a valiant effort. But you've got to kind of zoom out a little bit and look at the status of the American consumer right now. You've got to zoom out a little bit and look at the status of the economy. Many middle-class Americans are in dire financial straits. They are really struggling to deal with what has been 4 years of inflation under the Biden administration, out of control government spending in Washington, D.C., things at the grocery store, gas prices, everything going up in cost, and right alongside it, New Hanover County is standing there with their hand out looking for $40 extra a month from you. Yeah, there's plenty of things I want. I don't get them. It's not financially responsible to do that. I'd love to drive a brand new pickup truck. It's not financially responsible for me to go out and get a $700 a month car loan. I'm not going to do it. It's not financially responsible. It's, again, need versus want. Need versus want. County government, city government, state and federal governments have a very hard time of looking at a situation and determining what is a need and what is a want. And it's because they've been entrenched in this idea that you always have to spend more. That's just how government operates. Every year, the budget has to go up. Every year, more money has to be spent. It is built in, baked in to the way in which government operates. And it's faulty. There's no justification for it. Private business doesn't need to spend more money every year. Many small businesses, many private businesses, in fact, don't spend more money year over year after year. They don't. But for whatever reason, every time you turn the page on a county or a city budget, lo and behold, more money needs to be spent. We need 70 new people within the county government. We need new employees here, new employees there. Why is that the case? Why is government growing? What is the justification for government to grow? Is it to fill up the brand new monolith government center that the county government spent God knows how many hundreds of millions of dollars on? Is that why? So we can put people in offices in our brand new shiny building next to a strip club? Is that the reason that county government has to have more people? Are the core services being expanded to a point that you can justify a $40 million increase year over year? I just don't see it. Hard times call for hard measures. And I would expect my local government, as you and I and everybody else, a vast majority of Americans, have had to make serious financial decisions over the last couple of years to deal with inflation, to deal with everything that's gone on economically, and have to make serious financial decisions, having to cut back here, cut back there, change spending here. Government just can't do it. They just want to pass the bill on to you. Because inherently, they believe they are due and owed that money. That it is their responsibility to collect more money from you every year and piss it away on a bunch of nonsense. And we'll get into the nonsense coming up. Because the budget is full of it. It's absolutely full of pet projects, millions of dollars to fund a bunch of nonprofits that the city will also fund, that the endowment's also going to fund. It's a bunch of pet projects. Now, that doesn't mean that the entire county government budget needs to be thrown out. I don't think that's the case at all. I think that when you're looking at increasing services like fire service, like increased spending within the sheriff's department and things of that nature, I think those are valiant efforts. Veteran Services is getting a 20% increase in their budget. Now, of course, it's one of the smallest budget items on there. The county's spending less than $500,000 on veteran services every year. But don't worry, they've got over $1 million for a bunch of left-wing nonprofits. Plenty of money for that. So there's absolutely money that needs to be spent. There's absolutely core government services that need to continue to operate. But does it need to be a $40 million increase? And had property reevaluation not happened, would Chris Coudray and his staff had gone to the board of the county commissioners and said, we need you to increase property taxes so that we can spend $40 million additional dollars. I believe the answer to that is no. We'll get into some back and forth commentary between some members of the county commission, Dane Scalise and Leanne Pierce, beside themselves over what they heard at the meeting on Monday. We'll get into those details coming up here in just a few minutes. Before that, I want to thank the law group here in Wilmington for their continued support of the Nick Craig Show. When legal challenges arise, trust the law group. Since 2003, their experienced attorneys in Wilmington have provided high-quality, affordable legal services across eastern North Carolina. Whether you're facing a divorce, navigating real estate transactions, or maybe you're in a position where you need some strong criminal defense, the law group has your back. Their dedicated team ensures that your questions are answered and issues are resolved promptly. Great news, they're located in downtown Wilmington and just a phone call away at 910-251-6088, or you can visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. That's 910-251-6088 or their website, lawgroupnc.com. The Law Group, experience and dedication you can rely on. Very much appreciate the Law Group and the team over there for their continued support of the show. They've got a great website with all of their services, blog posts. Make sure you follow them on social media as well. All of that information at lawgroupnc.com. We will continue the conversation of the county budget proposal that came out earlier this week. Coming up after this, you're listening and watching The Nick Craig Show live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X, and 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts. And welcome back to the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X. Don't forget that if you are interested in supporting the show, you can do so by visiting patreon.com/Nick Craig, $5, $10 a month if you believe that you are getting some value out of the program. It keeps us going strong here, allowing me to dig in and spend the time watching these meetings, going through some of the various spreadsheets and budget proposals. All of that is possible thanks to not only our great sponsors like the Law Group, but your support over at patreon.com/Nick Craig. Well, we've got a very interesting, some interesting discussions this morning as it relates to the county budget. Leslie is commenting in this morning from Wilmington and says, bring in Doge and cut the waste. When is the last time, if ever, a very hard look was taken at every line item to see if it's a need versus a want? That's exactly the case, Leslie. And that's the problem. Government doesn't really operate under this idea of need versus want. You and I do that. Small business, I would argue every business does need versus want. Government just doesn't. Every year, the budget for every single department has to go up. It's just inherent. We've got to spend more money year after year after year, because if we don't, then we risk losing money. And we don't want to do that. It's a flaw baked into the system of how government funding works. And it's very apparent and very obvious as you watch this process unfold. So we've gone through some of the details. We'll look at some of the ridiculous increases coming up here in a few minutes. But before that, I want to get some comments in here from members of the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners. We'll start off with Commissioner Scalise, who's very unsatisfied with the proposal brought forward to him. Take a listen.
I know that I'm probably not going to be voting in the majority on this budget. That's all right. You don't always vote in the majority. I think we could have done a little bit better about reducing the number of things that are wants versus needs.
No one would ever identify those things, Bill, which is a problem.
We could talk about the things that you and I have had as private conversations, but I won't do that right now.
Now, so there's a so-called Republican, Bill Rivenbark, who is the chair of the county commission, arguing on the dais with Dane Scalise over needs versus wants. So obviously, it's no surprise to anybody that's followed politics for any period of time that Bill Rivenbark is not interested in saving taxpayers' money. He's not interested in lowering the tax rate to revenue neutral to put more money back in your pocket. He's just interested in spending and spending. I found this comment to be pretty disrespectful on the dais as it related to his comments there from Commissioner Scalise. Nobody could identify the needs versus wants. I'll do that coming up, since I guess nobody else has done it, which I find hard to believe. And even as Commissioner Scalise says, yeah, we could talk about our private conversations, but I'm not going to do that. So that sets up the stage of two Democrats, Rob Zappel and Stephanie Walker, and so-called Republican Bill Rivenbark supporting this tax increase for you.
I'll just point out that whenever we talk about mandatory services with discretionary spending, 72% of our budget, that should be taken into consideration, that it's not just the portion of the pie chart that is 17% discretionary spending, discretionary services with discretionary spend. As you pointed out, Mr. Manager, there are countless examples of things that are mandated services with discretionary spend, to include the sheriff, because while it may be true that there's a mandated requirement for just the sheriff and two deputies, there's any number of options and permutations that exist between where we ultimately land and what we're required to do, and the same could be said for any number of other areas in the county budget. I think as a starting point, we just went about this in the wrong way. If you look at our sales tax being relatively flat over the last several years, we should have been looking at our spending in a way that is different than we're looking at it apparently. And again, I understand there are good arguments that were made today for why we need to do what is being proposed to do. But I don't think that, for instance, Mr. Chair, I will bring up an example. The $3 million that we're spending for the next 2 years on a housing initiative that I never voted for. I'd like to get rid of that, absolutely. Doesn't mean that I don't like housing, it doesn't mean that I don't want to help with affordable housing, but I didn't vote for that initiative. And that's a very large expenditure of money that, in my opinion, we could do away with. There are a number of enhancements that if we were to say to ourselves, what are we dealing with now? What are we doing well now? What do we really need to do moving forward? I would argue a lot of that could go away. But I also, again, accept that my take on this is not the one that is likely to be in the majority, and I accept that, but I want to put on the record my disagreement with this recommended budget. I don't plan to vote for it as presented. Thank you.
So there's the comments there from Commissioner Dane Scalise laying out some of the issues, talking about needs versus wants, talking about some of the programs, right off the top, $3 million for an affordable housing initiative that he's not in favor of. So then you've got Bill Rivenbark saying, oh, well, nobody was able to identify the needs versus wants, because nobody within the county staff wants to. I mean, they're not in the business of spending less money. They're in the business of spending more money. They're in the business of growing the scale, size, and scope of government. That's what they do. That's inherently how they operate. So they're not going to dig into this item by item, go to every single department and really go through with a fine-tooth comb and figure out what can be cut out of the budget, what money can be saved. They have no vested interest in doing that at all. If they need more money, just raise taxes. Need $40 more million? Just keep the sales, the property tax rate at 35 cents. That's how they're going about this. Some follow-up comments from Commissioner Leanne Pierce as well as to her thoughts on the budget. She brings up a very important point about some of the other municipal governments that exist within New Hanover County as well. Here's Leanne Pierce.
But I have to agree with Commissioner Scalise. I'm not there yet either. My concern here is that all three beach towns and the city of Wilmington have all indicated they're going with a revenue neutral rate, and the county is not doing that. So I believe that there are things that we can do. There's things in this budget that I don't agree with. It's very frustrating. I look at the new positions. I look at the unfilled positions that we have. And the issue here is, if the $39 million were all going to better our school system, maybe I could understand that, but it's not. It's growing the government, and that's just something that I don't agree with. A lot of the things that we talked about that we're trying to fund, we approved on these things to fund before this budget. So it's already in the works. Many of the things that we're talking about, the fire stations and all that, I get it, and I 100% support the public safety aspect, but I do not agree with the new positions. A lot of the enhancements are just unneeded, and I'm not even going to bring it up. We talk about crumbs that won't move the needle, but all the crumbs add up to a loaf of bread. And that's the problem that I have. These $100,000 positions here and $100,000, and I'm not even going to bring up the passport agent. I'm not even going to bring that up again. But that's just a prime example of what I believe is a crumb in the pot of makes the bread, makes the whole loaf of bread. So
I want to pause Commissioner Leanne Pierce's comments right there. The argument that she's making right here is exactly what needs to be said. And it's exactly what county staff, I would argue, is not interested in doing. You're not going to shave $40 million off the budget with the stroke of a single pen. You're not just going to say, oh, here's a department, scratch through a line, $40 million gone. No. That $40 million is a bunch of crumbs. As Leanne Pierce notes, it's $80,000 positions here, $120,000 positions here. You add that up in all of these various county agencies, and lo and behold, what do you end up with? A $40 million increase in the size, scope, and scale of government. But because it's hard work, I would argue, and because it's not as easy as just looking at a single line item and taking a Sharpie to it and cutting it out, that's why there's no interest in doing it. She makes a very solid point there as it relates to, in her analogy, it's all the crumbs that make a loaf of bread. That's exactly what we're talking about here.
I challenge you, Mr. Manager, it's hard times out there for people. We say it's another $40 a month in addition to the $170 they're already paying, but that's a lot to a lot of people. It might not be to some folks. They may say, okay, I'll just pay it. But there's a lot of people who are hurting out there, and that's why your sales tax numbers are down, is because they're not out there spending money. People are not out. Talk to any real estate agent. People are not out there buying houses like they used to. Interest rates are up. They're not spending their money. They're staying at home. And I think that's what the government needs to stay at home to, and keep our money close and put more money in the pockets of a taxpayer. And that's just where I'm at right now, until you can show me something different.
Another great point made by Commissioner Pierce. There was a discussion earlier in the meeting, I didn't grab the clip of it, about how sales tax is kind of stagnated. I wonder why. Why do you think sales tax isn't ballooning like it has in years past? It's because people don't have as much money to spend. People don't have as much discretionary cash in their pocket to go out and go to restaurants and bars and stores and all the various places that they spend money. They're having to scale back their budgets. They're having to cut back on their spending because everything is going up in price. So they're spending less money. Therefore, sales tax numbers are not going down, but they're not increasing at the level that they are. And so the county government goes, well, those numbers are kind of flatlining, so I guess we need to make it up by property tax. You guys are completely missing the mark. People are struggling financially. So instead of giving them a break, instead of giving them some relief, the county wants to expand the size of the government by $40 million this year. And I can only imagine that similar things will take place in the coming years as well. Even though you heard from the county manager, we projected at 35 cents that we'll be able to continue to fund the government in fiscal year 27, 28, and 29. I'll believe it when I see it. And the point that Leanne Pierce makes about the other municipal governments, you've got the town of Wrightsville Beach, you've got Carolina Beach, where Leanne Pierce was formerly the mayor, Curie Beach, and the city of Wilmington. All four of those entities have determined and decided that they are going to go with that revenue neutral rate that we talked about earlier in the show. So they're capable of doing it. They're able to do that. They're still providing services. They're still operating as a fully funded, fully fledged government entity while keeping revenues the same. So the million-dollar question is, why can't the county do that? Democrat Rob Zappel has some thoughts on it, a little back and forth between him and Leanne. Take a listen to this.
I understand the points of view of Commissioner Scalise, Commissioner Pierce, and I greatly appreciate it and respect their point of view. However, I cannot vote for a budget that leaves behind our teachers, our deputy sheriffs, our employees, our firemen, and our emergency personnel. These are basic costs that we owe our employees. And voting for a 29.2% penny rate as a tax rate would eliminate all of those cost of living increases in merit pay that go for them. I won't do it. These people are too important to run our county. As far as municipalities, our beach towns, et cetera, they don't have the opportunity or the challenges of funding the school system. Yeah, that's partly why they can go revenue neutral. They also don't fund the sheriff's department, and nor do they fund any of the health and human services. So it doesn't make it, you know, any easier. They have their own issues. But these are three big buckets that we're responsible for funding here. And there are legitimate pressures, as we've heard. You've heard me talk before in the budget series. I believe that revenue neutral rate that was put out there, I know technically it may be correct, but it does not capture what it takes for us to run our county now. I believe that revenue neutral for us is much higher. And that's, you know, why I proposed, and I think even at 33.9 cents, which is what I proposed here, we are still going to see some cuts. It wouldn't be anywhere near as severe as a 29 cent, but I think too much of our employees to go back to them and tell them that we're going to cut their pay. I just won't. Well,
now, that is a complete lie. That is gaslighting to the absolute nth degree by Rob Zappel. If the county government does not raise $40 million additional dollars, county staff is not getting a pay cut. We're talking about raises. We're talking about increases in pay. But as Rob Zappel just framed it very inaccurately, he's going to have to go back to county staff and cut their pay, hack and slash their pay if they don't increase the budget by $40 million. That is just a blatant lie. It's just not true. You can fund government at the same tune you did last year, which, by the way, was $448 million, and not cut pay. But you know what you'd have to do? Cut back on other things. You know what you'd have to do? Make decisions and have discussions about needs versus wants. They're not interested in doing that. I'm sure county staff expects their cost of living increase and their pay adjustment. I'm sure that that's what they expect. But what if the financial situation doesn't allow it? Well, guess what? Welcome to the real freaking world. Welcome to what everybody else deals with. Without our government funded and paid for health insurance and retirement and all of the other great benefits that you get working for New Hanover County. What a slap in the face to the citizens of New Hanover County from Commissioner Zappel. I genuinely believe that. That he is not going to go back to his people and say, we're going to cut your pay. Nobody is indicating that pay needs to be cut. I think plenty of positions can be cut, sure. Can you imagine what the redundancy and the waste as it relates to productivity within the county looks like? If it's anything like any other government entity that has been looked at, can you imagine the amount of money that could be saved? If you actually went through every department and figured out, why do we have six people that we're paying full-time at the tune of $60,000 to $80,000 a year to do the job that one person could do? You can guarantee that exists. You can guarantee that's the case. But shh, don't mention that. Because we need to continue to grow the size and the scale and the scope of government. Leanne Pierce clapping back on some of these comments here from Commissioner Rob Zappel.
It's not just the beach towns, it's also the city of Wilmington, and they are charged with their own police and their own fire departments, mm-hmm. and their own roads and streets, and a lot of them their own infrastructure, water and sewer, and funding the county from their percentage. So people who live in those municipalities pay county tax in addition to their city tax, mm-hmm. and they have tiny little budgets to do the things that they're doing, and they have opted to go revenue neutral in light of losing money on their sales tax and because of the way the percentages come from the state of North Carolina back to these little municipalities. I mean, it is tough to run cities on, you know, $40 million when we have $450 million. So they'll tell you they're paying twice. They're paying for the sheriff's department and those things, and then they're also paying for their own public health and safety. And their own roads, which they repair, which we don't do any of that. So I'm not arguing with you. I just want you to kind of see. I came from that municipality infrastructure, and it's very difficult. And I think if they can do it, we can do it.
If they can do it, we can do it. Wrightsville Beach, Carolina Beach, they've all got their own police departments. They've all got their own public works groups. Many of them have their own private water and sewer utility services. They've all got costs and expenses, too. They're choosing to go revenue neutral. New Hanover County is not. So let's dive into the meat and potatoes of all of this. So we look at the county budget. It was passed at $448.615 million last year. This proposed budget is $488.489 million, a very close to a $40 million increase, $39 and change million increase from last year's budget. And so I had the opportunity to go through the general fund expenditure sheet that was provided by New Hanover County. For those folks that have been longtime listeners of me, you followed me on the radio for years. This is something I've done every single budget cycle that's come forward. You go through, and I go through with a highlighter and look at some of the things that are seeing major increases. The county manager and his administration is seeing a budget increase of 16%, $357,000. $357,000. You're looking at a county manager administration budget close to $2.5 million. It's almost a 17% increase. Is that necessary? Is that a need or is that a want? How about the New Hanover County Board of Elections and all of the great stuff going on there? Ignoring general statute, ignoring memos from the State Board of Elections, they're receiving a 31% increase in their budget this year. Up to, same thing, almost $2.5 million. Seeing a $571,000 increase year over year. And it goes on and on and on. The Health Department. Another $763,000 additional. Their budget is now set to be over $25 million. $25.5 million to operate the health department. Look at the difference in the funding in the health department from fiscal year 23 to now. You're looking at an increase of $6 million in the last just couple of years. For what? How about information technology? Oh, yes, we can find way to piss away money on IT as good as anybody. An increase of $2.6 million in this budget, 18%. Is that a need or is that a want? Yeah, you might want some new computers. You might want some new infrastructure systems. But do you need a $17.5 million IT budget? It's excessive. It's a huge increase. How about the library? Of course, building the new library in the North Chase area. So what has to happen there? A 41.5% increase in libraries from $5.8 million to $8.4 million in the span of just 1 year. 1 year from $5.8 to $8.4 million. 1 year. And then my favorite. This is always my favorite thing to look at. Non-county agencies and economic development. Spending a whopping $1 million funding nonprofits throughout the county. Another $1.6 million for non-county human services. Why the hell does the county need to spend $1.6 million in human services when they've got a whopping $26 million health and human services department? I mean, how could you possibly spend any more money on human services? You're already spending almost $26 million for the health department. And then another $4.5 million for the administration of health and human services. Combined, you're looking at $30 million, but they need more. So let's look at some things that we could cut out of the budget. Let's look at some of the things that are being spent. And one of my favorites is all of the non-county agencies. Now, let me start off by saying this. There are a lot of great projects that take place in New Hanover County. There are a lot of great nonprofits that are doing a lot of great work. No argument on that at all. It is not the responsibility at all of the county government to fund nonprofits. It's not. You might want to do that. If there is a surplus in money to be spent, if you want to spend some money on nonprofits, I think that's a fine thing to do. I think if that's what you want to do and if you've got the money to do it, I think that's fine. But to go forward and talk about increasing people's property tax bills by an average of 25% year over year and then continue to spend money on nonprofits to continue to fund these entities, I think is a huge slap in the face to taxpayers. So let's look at the economic development agencies that are pulling down a whopping $1 million from the county budget under this proposed recommendation. Wilmington Business Development receiving $357,000. The Wilmington Regional Film Commission. The Film Commission, $163,000 there. How about the Film Partnership of North Carolina? A cool $200,000 there. The Chamber of Commerce, $135,000. These are exorbitant amounts of money. All of it in total, just over $1 million. That's for economic development of non-county agencies. So we're going to fund the Film Commission at $1.63 million and then spend another $200,000 on the Film Partnership of North Carolina? How about all of the Health and Human Services non-county agencies, nonprofits that are getting free county money? Look at this list. I'm not going to go through every single one of them. And a lot of these are good programs. But is it a requirement of government to fund these things? Are you and I, as citizens of New Hanover County, taking advantage of, in total, $1.6 million that are being spent on these nonprofits? Are you and I, are citizens of New Hanover County, getting the best bang for our buck out of $1.6 million? I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case. And I have made this point before, and it did come up during the meeting as well, that with the endowment from the sale, the $1 billion endowment from the sale of New Hanover Regional Medical Center to Novant Health, why is the county or the city spending a penny on nonprofits? The whole point of that endowment, the whole point of that grant-making thing, I believe, was to take this stuff and shove it over to the endowment. They've got the money. They've got the goals. They've got the objectives. Why is the county government in total spending more than $2.6 million funding economic development contributions and health and human services nonprofits? Why? Why are they doing that? Because it's what they've done in the past. It's because all of these groups can go to the county every year with their handout and get, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you look at this list. Again, not taking anything away from any of these groups, but look at this list. It goes on and on and on. The same group over and over again. This amount of money, that amount of money, this amount of money, that amount of money. $35,000, $27,000, $40,000. It's just all over the place. And so when you talk about needs versus wants, this is the example. You want to fund these nonprofits. You want to contribute to the work that they're doing. But do you need to? I do not believe that answer is yes. There is nothing in state statute. There is nothing in the law. There is nothing from the legislature that requires New Hanover County to spend $1.6 million on nonprofits. There is nothing that requires New Hanover County to spend $1 million on economic development. Nothing that requires that. They've chosen to do that. Comment coming in on our Rumble chat this morning saying this is the New Hanover County version of USAID. It sure as hell looks like it. Everybody's out with their hand out. I'm in the wrong business. I need to create a nonprofit so I can go to the county and pull down $50,000 or $60,000 or $150,000 next year. Maybe I'll start the project. That we'll start the Nick Craig Foundation, something like that, right? We'll go and we'll just submit a request. Request $50,000, $40,000, $30,000. See if we can get it, right? I mean, obviously the money's there. Obviously they're willing to spend it. And so obviously we've gone over a lot this morning. There's a lot in here. There is a lot that is still being discussed, and kind of wrapping all of this up. There are some significant things that the county has to spend money on. There's a lot of infrastructure improvements, especially as it relates to the New Hanover County school system, things of that nature that are going to take place. I get that. There are expenses that come up and things that you absolutely have to spend on. I would argue spending money on infrastructure for the New Hanover County school system is absolutely a need. You cannot have a falling apart school when you're trying to teach children. You can't have the ceiling folding in on them. You can't have windows cracked and falling out of the building at New Hanover High School. You can't have a gym floor that is falling and crumbling to bits. I get all of that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about all of the pet projects, all of the ancillary monies, all of the departments with their new employees, 7 or 8 people doing the job that 1 or 2 could. That's what we're talking about. When everybody is struggling financially, it is so unfortunate to see that New Hanover County, at the head, being led by County Manager Chris Coudray, is unwilling to come to the County Commission and provide them with a revenue neutral budget at 29 cents. It is very unfortunate that that's the case. However, there is a couple of dates that I do want to bring to your attention and meetings that I would encourage you to put on your calendar to attend. And I'll provide more details on this in the weeks to come. But there is a public hearing that is scheduled to take place on this budget on June the 2nd at the county courthouse, where the county commissioners meet. You need to show up at that meeting. You need to put that on your calendar right now, and I'll continue to remind you, June the 2nd, that's when the public hearing, which is mandated by law, takes place. We need to pack that room with individuals that stand up and say, this is absurd. I've had to make sacrifices. It's time for the county to make sacrifices. And then at the board meeting on June the 16th, there's also going to be, that's when they're likely their final vote on this budget is going to be. And as we've already heard from Commissioner Scalise and Commissioner Pierce, they're not going to be in favor of it. But unfortunately, so-called Republican Bill Rivenbark is all in favor of this tax increase for the citizens of New Hanover County. Very, very unfortunate to see this playing out the way that it is. I can't say I'm surprised. When you look at how New Hanover County, who with their slogan is the model of good governance, which is, of course, the most ironic thing in the world. The model of good governance. Everybody is getting screwed in the economy. Let's jack up your property taxes. That screams to me as the model of good governance. It's absurd. It's absolutely insane. The model of good governance. You got to be freaking kidding me. This is good governance to you? This is the way in which governance is providing the best that they can for the people. It's disgusting. I think the argument, many of the arguments in the public perception has been incredibly disingenuous. These charts, these figures that show, oh my God, only 17% of the budget is actually discretionary spending is a lie. This chart that shows how tax rates have allegedly come down in the last couple of years, it's disingenuous. You are going to pay more in your taxes this year because two Democrats, Rob Zappel and Stephanie Walker, and Democrat chair or Republican chair Bill Rivenbark, fraudulent slip, maybe not, are going to vote in favor of this budget. That's why you're going to pay more taxes. Throw June the 2nd on your calendar right now. It's a Monday. I don't know if that's a, let me look it up real quick. I don't know if that's a morning meeting or an afternoon meeting. I suspect it will probably be an afternoon meeting. Those typically take place at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I believe that's going to be a 4 p.m. meeting over at the historic courthouse in downtown Wilmington when that meeting is set to take place. You need to show up to that. You need to show up and make your voice heard. You need to show up and explain to members of the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners that you are unsatisfied with what you're seeing. And yes, according to the chart, it will be Monday, June the 2nd, 4 p.m. Put it on your calendar. Get some words prepared during this public comment period so you can speak out against what I think is a huge government overreach, which seems to be the fly in the face of the county's slogan of good governance. Good governance, my ass. This isn't good governance at all. This is government being incapable of dealing with the issues at hand and feeling like because they have a windfall of cash due to property reevaluation that they can stick it to you and I, the property owners in New Hanover County. Monday, June the 2nd. Show up for that. And in the meantime, there's email addresses on the county government website. I'd encourage you to email your county commissioners and encourage them to continue to cut that tax rate. It does not need to be 35 cents. They want it to be 35 cents. They don't need it to be 35 cents. Hopefully you enjoyed the analysis here this morning. I appreciate and like the opportunity to bring this data to you, the most in-depth coverage that you're going to get on something like the budget anywhere in Wilmington media. Again, if you are interested in supporting the show financially, if you enjoy some of that content this morning, I encourage you to head on over to patreon.com/Nick Craig. Once again, thanks to the law group here in Wilmington for their continued support of the program this morning. You can visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. That's going to do it for a Wednesday edition of the Nick Craig Show. We're back tomorrow morning with you live, 7 a.m. YouTube, Rumble, and X, and of course, 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day.